With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In less than 2 days, a sniper suspect now in custody in Utah. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, President Trump says a minister and a relative of the alleged gunman in the Charlie Kirk assassination helped turn him into authorities.
Somebody that was very close to him said, that's him. And went to the father, went to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic, by the way. And the person was involved with law enforcement, but was a person of faith, a minister. And brought him to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic. And the father convinced the son, this is it.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson is now behind bars. President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to a southern city. Correspondent Jennifer King has the report.
Memphis is,
that's the next city,
deeply troubled.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Trump says the mayor, Democrat Paul Young, and Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee are happy about the move.
We're going to fix that just like we did Washington.
This comes after Mayor Young issued a statement saying he'd been informed the deployment was under consideration and said he was committed to working to ensure any efforts strengthen the community and build on their progress. Audio courtesy Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Jennifer King.
And the president has openly mused about sending troops to some of the nation's most democratic cities, including Chicago and Baltimore, claiming they're needed to crack down on crime. Wall Street is coasting toward the finish of its best week in the last five. The Dow is down 266 points, but the NASDAQ composite ahead 85. This is SRN News. Another lawsuit over transgenderism.
Three female athletes at Europa Valley High School in California filed suit against the state over its policy of allowing males to compete against females. Advocates for Faith and Freedom is representing the girls, and Chief Counsel Robert Titer says, quote, "Our daughters are being denied fair play and subjected to sexual harassment, all because California insists on putting radical gender ideology ahead of common sense and safety." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Catholics around the world are unhappy with the new pope's decision to allow more than 1,000 LGBT activists to participate in a Holy Year pilgrimage to the Vatican this month. Several LGBT groups were involved in the pilgrimage, which was listed in the Vatican's official calendar of events for the Holy Year, a once-every-quarter-century celebration of Catholicism. Vatican organizers claim that the listing in the calendar did not signal endorsement or sponsorship, however. This is SRN News. After an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal failed, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history Thursday to speed up confirmation of President Trump's nominees. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Republicans had threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the Federal Trade Commission launching an inquiry into several social media and artificial intelligence companies. It's about the potential harms to children and teenagers who use their AI chatbox as companions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.